It's the Sunday Grill. You are listening to Beat, and we have a new World Cup song in our midst, just in time for the summer and USA 2026. Fingers crossed. It is called Heimer and the Boys in Green, and it was written by a passionate Irish football supporter and Carlo man, Barry Doyle. He's the brother, actually, of our very own Killian Doyle from Bring the Beat here on Beat. Will we have a listen to Heimer and the Boys in Green for a minute, and then Barry will join me on the Sunday Grill to spill the beans on why he wrote the song.
Come for a trip with Heimer and the Boys in Green, World Cup 26 awaits. Yes, Prague first up and then the Danes, and we'll take a trip with Parrott, Coleman and Quaveen, just like we did before with Gary Breen. And we're off to the States, New York and California. 30 years since Houghton shook the big giant stadium. Shinlong was on fire and Neil with James McLean. And the shoes are off again for the Boys in Green. The dentist gives a smile. Parrott scoring hat-tricks by his big Shazzy by his side. Ronaldo's eating humble pie. Hungarian hearts they sink. The Boys in Green empty the tank. Full steam ahead. We're on the road again.
There you go. That is just some of Heimer and the Boys in Green. And if you check out the video for that, you'll see a very familiar face in the form of Killian Doyle from Bring the Beat here, who played alongside his dad. Is that right? And then Barry, you sang on the song. You're very welcome, Barry.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us, Arlie. Yeah, really good fun. Put the song together after Parrott scored the famous hat-trick.
Yeah.
And Killian helped us out. He was on guitar. He features in the video on YouTube. Dad played the mandolin. We had Joanne Murray, Aisling Ward, and thanks to Murray's Barabella Murphy as well, who allowed us in, and we had a good little session and put the video together. Heimer and the Boys in Green, fingers crossed. I suppose we get to the World Cup now. We're 10 weeks out. Let's less than 10 weeks out to the playoffs. So a bit of fun and a bit of momentum around the campaign as well to try to raise money for Hollis Ring.
And I haven't heard of any other songs. And like we're big on our Irish football songs, aren't we? Have you got a favourite one? Mine is Put 'Em Under Pressure is definitely my favourite one.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we're going to get to that level now, to be honest, Dara. That's definitely the number one favourite. Joxer Goes to Stuttgart as well.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
Give him a last jack.
Give it a last jack. And Sho Lin is before the Euro 2016 brought out a good song. There was a song before the last tournament we qualified. And so that was a good song as well.
So you are such a massive Irish football supporter that you have been not just supporting, but going to all the matches, going to all the celebrations, but so much so that you met your future wife in France during the Euros. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a group of us actually from Banglestown and Carlo went to 2012 to Poland, but it was a massive Irish contingent the last time we qualified to a tournament in. We went to Bordeaux, went to Paris first, then Bordeaux and up to Lille. We met Emma outside the Connemara pub. She was over with a couple of her friends, her brother, a couple of mates. Were over in Bordeaux before the Belgium match. So outside the Connemara pub, ran into Emma. There was massive Irish support there in France. And here we are 10 years later, and little Theo was born. Little Theo was born a year ago on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve 2020. Yeah,
and he was born in Hollis Street, so you're raising funds for Hollis Street.
Yeah, look, they were really good to us when he was born. As I said, the support in Hollis Street was absolutely fantastic. And that was, I suppose, the campaign around it. We set up an I Donate page. In the first week, we've got close to 1,500. We've 10 weeks now to go with the campaign. It's done well on social media. We're trying to get everyone to share it as much as they can, Orla. And as I said, it'll probably take off, hopefully it'll take off, building up to the playoffs, and there's a little bit more, I suppose, eyes on the Irish football team. We are still in January. It's probably a bad time to be fundraising, but we've 10 weeks to go. And
exactly.
I suppose the longer the football team are in the mix and in the World Cup campaign, and even if we get to the World Cup, the longer, the better the Boys in Green do, I suppose, the longer longevity the song has, and the more chance we have to raise more money. There we are.
Would you head to the US yourself if we got into the World Cup?
Well, it's funny. We put the song together, Orla, and, New York and California get a mention. And some of the... So if we get deep into the competition, those are the venues maybe you might see. But look, we'll start with the first couple of matches. I think Atalanta is the game in USA, and there's two games in Mexico. So I think looking at Atalanta if we did qualify. Fingers crossed. That'd be unreal. If we could get away now for a couple of days, we'd be doing well with a young baby. Yeah,
exactly. There'd be plenty of third cousins once removed being putting up Irish people around Atlanta, I'd say, in the summertime. The song is such a great Irish traditional air, and I suppose that's so popular these days with the likes of Kingfisher and stuff like that. So you're kind of grabbing a hold of the sort of music that people are enjoying these days.
Yeah, look, we were inspired by the, you know, Brian Warfield's Uncle Nobby Steamboat, by the Wolf Tones. So I'm a big, massive Wolf Tones fan. You know, I think they're making the comeback once again, which is great. We had to see it about six or seven times in the last year or so, and the build-up. So, yeah, look, that song was inspired by the melody. And myself and Neil inside and work, Neil Dernan, we were just saying, would it be great to mark the Parrott hat trick, mm-hmm, and maybe come up with something, you know, coming building up to the playoffs itself. And this is what came out. And big thank you to Neil as well. We came up with some of the lyrics. Some of them are catchy, to be fair, and he can take credit for that. Some of the lyrics, you know, building up to the we talk about the Ronaldo incident in the song. Obviously when he got sent off. Mm-hmm. Ronaldo's eating humble pie gets a mention. We talked about the Parrott hat trick, as I said, the dentist. There's good little witty lyrics, and I'd say Neil can take most of the credit for that. You know,
got real elements of Give It a Lash, Jack, there, doesn't it? All those different little nods to everything that's happening now during the playoffs. It's up on YouTube if people want to check it out. If they just search for Heimer and the Boys in Green, but you do have an I Donate as well, don't you, Barry? Yeah. If people want to donate to the National Maternity Hospital Foundation at Hollis Street, they can just search for Heimer and the Boys in Green there on iDonate. But do check out the song on YouTube. If you search for it, you'll find it. It's a really good, really great kind of fun song for the times that we live in, and put together by yourself, as you said, and your friend Neil, and then with help from your family members and other people from around County Carlow as well playing on it. Best of luck with it, Barry. Thanks a million for talking to us this morning on the Sunday Grail. And if we get to the US, I'm hoping to see lots of people singing Heimer and the Boys in Green in pubs and bars, outside pubs and bars around Atlanta and in South America as well.
Fingers crossed. As I said, look, we won't get ahead of ourselves talking about New York and California, but if we got to the first round
exactly.
of the competition,
exactly.
There's a local man obviously involved, John O'Shea as well. He gets a mention in the song as well. So County Waterford man. And look, best luck to everyone on the team itself, and thanks to everyone who has donated so far, Orla. And as I said, thanks to you for giving us the opportunity to talk about it as well. So
brilliant,
come
Barry.
On, you Boys in Green.
Come on, you Boys in Green. That is Barry Doyle. He is the co-writer of Heimer and the Boys in Green. Barry, thanks a million.
Talk to you soon.